Log Talk Radio.
Going to start allowing us to be those individuals who walk in his truth
and walk in his word and see his power like never before. And in seeing that power, he's going to use unlikely circumstances, unlikely conditions, unlikely places to cause his greatness to show up and do what only he can. And so as we abide and live in God, as we abide and live in the place where God can move and bless, you're going to see how he's going to work in your life. And it's going to be great because God is going to release power that you should not experience in some places in a favorable way, because God is saying, I'm going to use time and chance to give you something that the enemy's trying to keep from you, and that you may have even feared or even thought that it would not be yours, to manifest on your behalf. And so as we trust God, live in that place, we see that release. And we see that power of God showing up and moving on our behalf. So don't allow your circumstances or the enemy to make you miss what God is doing, what he's going to do, how he's going to bless, how he's going to use you, how he's going to allow your gifts and talents to make room for you, how he's even going to cause the authority of him to make the boast of him greater in your life. This season that we're living in is unexpected things. Even though there's unexpected things happening in the world and society, with the pandemic, with the economy, even in politics, with things happening in our culture and society, God uses things like this to show up, to show the greatness of his power. And so how he's going to do that is he's going to make time and chance, speak and decree and declare his will through you. He's going to give different things that we're going to operate in, as far as business ideas, as far as drawing up plans for things, or using us in a certain situation, or putting us in places where the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the anointing of him is going to show up to answer and solve problems. And that's the reason why he wants us to be in an alignment place, because as we align to him and his word and his will and use our spiritual authority, we don't allow the influence of our flesh, of unhealed places, or the influence of things that are happening around us to pull us out of the sphere of abiding in the place of the Almighty, of his anointing, of his power, of his word and his truth, and releasing spiritual authority to bring change. Great prayers that bring change. Stand in faith and bring change. Be that light and bring change. As we stand in that atmosphere of the spiritual authority that God has for us, we command the abiding truth of God to now rest, rule, and abide, and move on in every circumstance, in our behalf, on our behalf, in the places where the enemy thought he was going to win, in the places where he thought he was going to get victory. And so as we move in that place and watch God, we release him to now show up and do great things. But he's entrusting us, as we let him shape us and make us, to now carry this anointing and this spiritual authority and our gifts and talents, as he allows us to move in those places into realms where the enemy thought would not happen, especially during unlikely times. And God is saying, I use unlikely times to show myself strong. I use unlikely times to show you how great I am. I use unlikely times to show you the awesomeness of my power, because I set you up. Joseph was qualified by God before time ever began to walk into a place where God was going to see the manifestation of his word spoken over his life. And that truth was going to show up in time and perform and qualify him to be and to act in a way that he should not have been qualified for. Joseph was moving in a realm as a young man, as a teenager actually, that he was not qualified for, from being sewn into prison, into Potiphar's house. He was now showing an anointing and spiritual authority in a way that he should not have been able to. But God supernaturally caused time and chance to bend, and God caught him up spiritually and gave him the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that was needed for him to abide and do what he did to make Potiphar's life great, to make Potiphar's life be one that he didn't have to worry about anything but what he was going to eat, because Joseph took care of his financial problems, took care of the issues of his running his house and anything else concerning him. And in that realm, God let him operate in that sphere under that spiritual anointing, that spiritual authority, and then produce a spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding administratively to cause good success to be on Potiphar's life, because God was with him. And in this season, that's what God is going to do for many of us. He's going to cause you to have a catch-up, so to speak, and he's going to supernaturally allow you to have insight, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for things and for starting things, writing things, being involved in things that you should not be, that he's going to give you favor with and open the door for you and allow you to walk in, that you can be trusted to make sure that the spiritual authority of God shows up to speak and answer and solve and give what is necessary so that lives can be changed, many lives can be saved. And so God has been preparing us in an unlikely time and unlikely season to be his handiwork in the earth and to demonstrate his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So no matter where you find yourself, no matter what's going on, no matter what the enemy might be trying to say to you or prophesy to you or tell you it's not the season or the time for, you don't are not equipped for, God is going to equip you. He's going to give you what you need, and he's going to cause you to thrive and win, because you're aligning yourself to his authority, and because you are, he's making the authority of who he is and his word show up in the earth, show up in your sphere, to now release an anointing and spiritual authority to make everything that would try to refute God's divine will now be silent, now be put under your feet, so that God can now use you to be the vessel and the answer for someone else. So the timing of the Lord is always perfect, and everything that God does is always perfect. It's up to us to submit to God's authority and submit to his will and move in his timing under that anointing, knowing that as we do, when we show up, we are the answer to solve a problem. We are the answer to give instruction and wisdom, and that this wisdom and knowledge and understanding that we're giving is not in the earth, prideful and full of earthly wisdom, but it's God's wisdom, God's insight, God's instruction, God's understanding. It is God's strategies being released so that there can be a flow of deliverance, so that someone would see our God and know that he lives in power. Joseph came in and solved the problems of Potiphar's house, then the king's prison, and then a nation. He comes in with an anointing that God gives him to operate in spiritual authority that makes things bow, that makes things bend, that makes a manifestation of greatness come, of good success come. And that's what God wants to do with his people and this season and this time. So our spiritual authority and alignment is going hand in hand with what God wants to do, because we're able to pray prayers that bring change, and we're able to stand on the word of God and align ourselves to God's divine will, knowing that as we do, as we trust him and believe him and walk in his way, we're going to see a release like never before that's going to change circumstances and situations and can command the endowment of God's authority and his established word to be seen. So no matter where you find yourself, don't give up. Don't stop pressing. Know that you are more than a conqueror, and that what God has for you is for you, and that as you trust him and abide in that place of where he's called you to, you're going to see a great thing happen and manifest in your life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, and we trust God with every detail of our life, knowing that the victory is ours because we've been made more than a conqueror, super conquerors in Jesus Christ. Be blessed.